process is that if people use the word spasticity, we could see there were three things we were confident to attribute to spasticity. The first is the word spasm. Spasm, we think, currently can be defined and is one part of spasticity. So if a person presents with spasms following a neurological injury, it is possibly linked to spasticity. And of course, the mechanisms my colleagues will speak about in the next session. If a patient presents with clonus, that's possible too. Stretched induced muscle activity. Go back to the definition I showed you that came from Lee, Gerard, and Zev Reimer. They talk about spasticity as stretched induced muscle activity. The one problem I have is I am still unable to convince myself that the abnormal movement patterns and co-contraction are linked to spasticity. Because if a patient has weakness, the natural behavior is to co-contract muscles in order to get a desired movement done. So the focus is on knowledge of result, not knowledge of performance. Under those conditions, I'm not convinced that the abnormal movement patterns is the result of spasticity, but it could be a result of weakness. So in these conditions, in my mind, spasticity is present as spasms, clonus, and stretched induced muscle activity. And my personal